Off the Ball Breakfast.
I'm not going to get into a... I'm not bringing to Tommy Rooney to do a power rankings of who's a greater player, Michael Murphy or Aidan O'Shea.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from the Cork man who'll take charge of Cardiff City, Brian Barry Murphy. We'll get the latest from the Club World Cup as Trent makes a questionable debut, and what has new Italy boss Gennaro Gattuso had to say about Federico Chiesa. But first today, the reports of the Moose's demise appear to be false. Bohemian striker Lise Moussa was in Sheffield last week on the same night his teammates were winning 2-0 away to Cork City. As rumours intensified that his stay in Ireland would be a short one. However, he was pictured at the Bows training ground this morning ahead of their game on Friday night. This week, our live League of Ireland commentary comes from the RSC in Waterford. Stephen Doyle and former Cork City defender Johnny Dunleavy will be in position for Waterford's clash of Bohemians. It's live both on News Talk from 7 and on the Go Loud app. And remember, you can listen to the LOI pod with Stephen, Vinnie Perth and Gareth McLean every week for free wherever you get your podcasts. You can also watch on YouTube. Just search the LOI pod. Corkman Brian Barry Murphy did his first media duties as Cardiff City boss after he was appointed on a 3-year deal. Bluebirds chairman Vincent Tan is keen for Cardiff to return to the Championship at the first attempt after they suffered relegation last season. Barry Murphy becomes Cardiff's 14th full-time boss in 14 years under Tan, 9 of those having lasted a year in the job. The former Manchester City coach isn't the only Irish manager in Wales. Athlone's Alan Sheehan is now the boss at Swansea City. He'll play their football in the Championship next season. Barry Murphy, the son of Cork legend Jimmy, worked with Pep Guardiola and Enzo Maresca at City. He also spent last season as an assistant coach to Ruud van Nistelrooy at Leicester. His only other senior role in the game was as Rochdale manager when they were in League Two, and he famously gave Gavin Bazunu his debut in the Football League. Describing his footballing philosophy, Barry Murphy wants his side to impose themselves on the game by having the ball.
I would say I love having possession of the ball with a clear idea that we want to be as aggressive as possible and to create an excitement for the supporters that they're genuinely looking forward to come to the stadium on every game there. I would say my journey has evolved to have a real understanding about how to be the most effective and efficient team that I believe the supporters want to see. And that takes time and an understanding of how we evolve as a coach and where I am today.
And Barry Murphy described why Cardiff was such an attractive proposition.
I think the potential of the club, the playing staff that is here and the potential to add to that playing staff, and I think where the club is at, it just seems to be similar to my own situation, where there's a potential to achieve something that could be really special. And that's the thing probably that excited me the most in the recent period.
Callum Robinson is one Irish international currently on the books of Cardiff, who'll harbour aspirations of getting into Hamir Helgrimson's Ireland squad in September. Robinson's been linked with a move back to the Championship with his old side Preston. Barry Murphy says the club will only do business on his terms.
I think we should be really clear from the start. And, you know, you referenced Man City always. Like, the idea is that, like, we want to do things on our terms. It's a really simple process that all of the players who play for us have been really privileged to play for the club, and they leave on our terms if the club receives an offer that works for them, not the other way around. You know, we're forced to do anything that we don't want to do, and I think that leads to a very simple process of working, and it makes the players really clear on what is best practice.
Manchester City's Club World Cup campaign got up and running with a 2-0 win over Moroccan side Wydad Casablanca in Philadelphia. Phil Foden and Jeremy Doku scored first half goals for City, but Rico Lewis was sent off in the second half. Tijani Reinders had an impressive debut, this time in the Rodri position after being bought primarily to play as a number 8. Ryan Cherki also made his debut in the game, while Victor Hesch made only his second appearance in a City shirt. City will be out again in the early hours of Monday morning while they take on Al Ain. Defender Nathan Ake says the opening day win lays down a marker for the rest of the tournament.
Important victory in our first game. You always want to win the first one. It was tough out there. I don't think we played our best game, but you know, we got the 3 points, and that's the most important. But obviously, still lots of things to improve.
Pep Guardiola was happy to get off to a good start with 3 points.
I saw many, many good things in the first game and prepare the next one with the new players. So this is what I thought in the beginning, right? So everybody has to involve because it's so demanding, and it's going to happen.
After a tough season last year for goal scorer Phil Foden, he admitted last year he wasn't at his best.
I put it in my head to start the season off strong, and yeah, I'm happy today that I managed to score, get an assist and help the team win. So yeah, it was really important.
In the other game in the group, Al Ayn from the UAE were beaten 5-0 by Juventus in the early hours of the morning. Doubles from Randall Kolo Muani and Chico Conceição, and a goal from Kenan Yildiz made it a comfortable night for Igor Tudor's side. Perhaps more controversially, some Juventus squad members attended a meeting in the White House with Donald Trump. A Juventus delegation, including US men's national team players Weston McKennie and Timothy Weah, were invited to the White House, where they presented President Trump with a number 47 jersey. Igor Tudor was there with Manuel Locatelli, Federico Gatti, Thane Coopminers and Dusan Vlahovic, as well as former defender Giorgio Chiellini, who now works as a director of football strategy with Juve. The club CEO Maurizio Scannavino and general manager Damian Comoli were also in attendance alongside FIFA president Gianni Infantino. The Juventus delegation stood in the background as Trump answered questions on the Iran-Israel conflict, and he also attempted to discuss transgender women's participation in sport with the team. Comoli replied, "We've a good women's team," when asked by Trump if he thought a woman would make the Juventus men's team. Trump has a close relationship with FIFA president Infantino, who was in the Oval Office in March to sign an executive order establishing a White House task force for the 2026 Men's World Cup. Weston McKennie previously criticised Trump during his first term as president in the wake of the Black Lives Matter protests, which were sparked by the death of George Floyd. McKennie told German media outlet Bild, "I don't think Trump is the right one for the job as the president. I stand by these words. I believe he doesn't understand the responsibility he has for the entire country. I think he's ignorant. I don't support him a bit. I don't think he's a man to stand by his word. In my eyes, you can call him racist." Trent Alexander-Arnold made his debut for Real Madrid, who were held to a 1-1 draw by Saudi club Al Hilal. When he was replaced by Lucas Vazquez in the 65th minute, Trent had played more crosses, 5, entered the final third of the pitch, 12, and had more passes in the final third of the pitch, 16, than any of his Real Madrid teammates. He also lost the ball more times than anyone else, with 12. Gonzalo Garcia put Real ahead before former Wolves midfielder Ruben Neves equalised from the penalty spot.
This to level it for Al Hilal, 5 minutes before half time. It's Neves! Coolly, calmly plays past Courtois, and Al Hilal have their levelling goal in Miami.
For Simone Inzaghi's side, Madrid were awarded a controversial penalty late on by VAR in Xabi Alonso's first game in charge, but Moroccan goalkeeper Yacine Bono saved from Federico Valverde. In the other game in Group H, Mexican side Pachuca were beaten 2-1 by RB Salzburg. Today, Leo Messi is expected to be fit to start for Inter Miami's game against Porto in Atlanta. Miami boss Javier Mascherano will be boosted by the news that Jordi Alba should be fit to return, while Sergio Busquets and Luis Suarez will be expected to start once again. Kickoff in Georgia is 8 o'clock. Palmeiras take on Egyptian giants Al Ahly at 5 in the other game in Group A. Seattle Sounders will play Atletico Madrid at 11 o'clock tonight. And in the early hours of the morning, there's a heavyweight clash. European champions PSG take on the South American champions Botafogo in Pasadena. One player's tournament who looks to be over is Ander Herrera. The Boca Juniors midfielder, formerly of Manchester United, has been suspended for 4 matches. It's been reported Herrera tried to intimidate the referee when a VAR penalty check was being made for Benfica in their opening game of the Club World Cup, and L'Equipe reports a security person had to intervene.
In case you missed this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, we had this.
I met Shane Walsh and he told us about a team exercise they did where his teammates, they were telling him why they trust him to take their shots. So the faith that they have in him and the confidence that they, even if he misses a shot, they back him to shoot again. This was fellow Galway players vocalising this to Shane Walsh.
And there was also some of this.
I'd like rugby to go a little faster. There's 66 minutes of average, I think 65, 66 minutes of ball and play time in an NRL game, and there's sometimes 35 in a... And, mate, I've profited from that. I've taken advantage of it. When I was with the Argies, we played All Blacks in Sydney when they beat them the first time. I think there's 29 minutes of ball and play.
Classic.
Hey, who cares, we won.
You can catch everything from this morning's Off the Ball breakfast elsewhere on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning from 7:30.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
Gennaro Gattuso was in front of the media this morning as he was officially unveiled as Italy's new manager, and he wants one player to make a move away from Premier League champions Liverpool. Federico Chiesa was a bit part player in Arne Slot's title-winning side. He made just 6 appearances in the Premier League last season. Chiesa plans to leave Liverpool and play more this season, from reports we heard 2 weeks ago. Gattuso said Chiesa has to play more. It's important. Our door is always open, but we want Fede to play on a regular basis. Chiesa has been linked with a move back to Italy, and his former club Juventus is one possible destination. FIGC president Gabriele Gravina also confirmed that former Italian international Simone Perrotta and Gianluca Zambrotta will join former Italy manager Cesare Prandelli on the new project to help develop Italian footballers. Chelsea striker Liam Delap and Arsenal defender Miles Lewis-Skelly are among 6 nominees for the PFA Young Player of the Year Award. Bournemouth fullback Milos Kerkez, former Cherries defender Dean Howson, Arsenal winger Ethan Wanneri and Aston Villa midfielder Morgan Rodgers make up the shortlist. The winner will be announced on the 19th of August at a ceremony in Manchester. Now, according to the Mirror, Sweden striker Viktor Gyökeres has refused to hold Clear the Air talks with his current club Sporting. He's said to be growing frustrated with their attempts to keep him after interest from the likes of Arsenal and Manchester United. The 27-year-old, who joined Sporting from Coventry in 2023, is trying to force a move away from the club and has even reportedly threatened strike action. He's scored 97 goals in 102 matches during 2 seasons with the Portuguese champions. He has a €100 million release clause in his contract, but it's been widely reported that when he stayed at Sporting last summer, Gyökeres and the club agreed he could leave for €70 million this summer. But president Federico Varandas said the club's only promise to Gyökeres was that they wouldn't demand his full release clause. As we reported yesterday, Athletic Bilbao winger Nico Williams only wants to join Barcelona this summer. It's now up to Barca to come up with the cash to pay for him. If the Spain international does head from the Basque country to Catalonia, it'll surely end any chance of Marcus Rashford joining the Spanish champions. Rashford might need to turn to Italy, where Napoli, Milan and Como are all interested in helping him escape from Manchester United. Barca also confirmed the signing of goalkeeper Juan Garcia yesterday from Espanyol after he turned down advances from both Arsenal and Newcastle. Ruben Amorim is seeking attacking reinforcements, and United have been linked with Nottingham Forest winger Callum Hudson-Odoi. The England international has 1 year left on his City Ground contract. He's also been linked with a move to Napoli. Meanwhile, Willy Bolly has signed a 1 year contract extension with Forest. The Ivory Coast international has played 45 times since he moved to the City Ground from Wolves in 2022. Another player that's getting plenty of interest from Italy is Destiny Udogie. The Tottenham defender is seen as somebody who could solve a defensive issue at Milan. The Italy international started his career at Verona. He spent time at Udinese, so he could be lured back to his homeland after a few years on the books in North London. And former captain Sophie Ingle has been named in the Wales squad for this summer's Women's Euros in Switzerland. The former Chelsea and Liverpool defender hasn't played since she sustained an ACL injury last September. Midfielder Jess Fishlock is also included in Rhiann Wilkinson's 23-player squad for next month's tournament, which sees them go up against the Netherlands, France and England. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back tomorrow with all the build-up to another big night in the League of Ireland.